Paul and Cindy Demery, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
With the Firefly's 20th anniversary a few days away, congratulations are in order. And what passions motivated you two to jump into all of this?
Well, a love for specialty coffee, and I couldn't find it anywhere. At that time, you had to mail order it. And we thought, well, we would love to have a coffee house in our neighborhood, and there wasn't one, so why don't we create one? So we started looking into it. Paul has a sister who has background in coffee. She was living in London and working in the financial district at Seattle Coffee Company, it was at the time. And we called her and says, we want to open a coffee house. Would you move here and help us? And she did. She left England, came to Fort Wayne and spent a year and a half with us. We knew very little at all. And so she helped us get our roaster. She helped us get our equipment, set up our training manuals. Otherwise, we would not have had the great start that we had.
So at that time, coffee houses and all-age-friendly social scenes were really, really hard to find. Is that why you guys decided to do that, besides your love of coffee?
Well, Cindy and I, when we first got married, it was all about what can we do to help the world, to make it a better place. That was our goal in life. And so we've done all kinds of things through our life. And this seems to be the sweet spot for us. We can feed people, we can give them beautiful food, and we can have a beautiful atmosphere, we can have art, conversation. It all comes together.
Over a good cup of coffee.
Over great Absolutely. Coffee and great food.
And once you had your community gathering place, how did you get the community to start gathering there?
Well, our daughters were young, teenagers, and of course they're telling their friends and the word is getting out, but there wasn't much for teens at that time. And so teens came in droves to the Firefly, just needing some place to hang out with their friends.
Did this actually surprise you?
It did surprise us. It was a lot, but it was wonderful, and we became known for that. And so it took a little bit of time for us to say, okay, we now want to tap into a mid-range group, an older population, and it happened just organically, slow and steady.
And at that time and space in the Midwest, there was also a live acoustic music
That's right.
going on. How did this help shape the Firefly's personality and fan base?
Well, we did open mic Tuesday nights, and it was just nuts. So many people would come and play their three songs. People would listen and clap, and they were just so happy, and we just let it happen. And that became a very powerful experience for many people who began played there for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
People that have gone on to do great things in music had their start at the Firefly.
I think that's just fantastic.
I do as well.
So if all of this got you off to a great start, literally, was the only other thing you needed a good cup of joe?
No, because we soon discovered that the neighborhood needed food to go with that coffee.
And the cheer and the music and everything
else. So we slowly started adding, you know, more and more baked goods. We had different bakers for many, many years before we started our own baking. And then people kept asking, we need food. There again, it just starts to happen as the need arises and we're wanting to accommodate our customer base.
That makes sense. And Paul, I know you have a good flair and a feel for good food. So what was your next?
I grew up in San Francisco going to great restaurants, great bread. My mom's from England, so I've been to Europe a bunch of times as a kid. So I was exposed to this kind of world. And we decided at the beginning, part of our vision is to give the very best food, very best coffee we can afford so we can sell great stuff. So that's just been the way we've oriented ourselves to our world that we're trying to change.
Some say you're a foodie. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes, it is true.
We are foodies.
Yes, my midlife crisis was a full commercial kitchen.
This is very true.
So right now, I am making all sourdough bread, baguettes and bagels and focaccia bread and English muffins, just like I used to get as a kid in San Francisco. We have so much fun in the kitchen.
It sounds like, and if you have fun in the kitchen, your customers are going to have fun out front.
Yeah.
So business-wise, you two, what have been the biggest obstacles you've seen between then and now? Paul?
Well, when we began, of course, we didn't know what we were doing, so we kind of nursed the business along. Then 9/11 happened, and then there was the financial crisis, and then Starbucks moved to town. So all of these things became sort of hurdles that we had to manage and work our way through. But like a farmer, you have good years and bad years, and you can't just quit farming just because it didn't rain one year. We just decided to stay at it. We were the corporation. We didn't have to shut ourselves down. So we just kept going, whether we made a lot of money or a little bit of money.
But we found ways to cut back. And we created the Arts and Crafts Wall, which was the brainchild of an employee and Paul. Paul is an artist, and so was the employee. So we were able to bring in new customers, an artist, people that had never been here before that were actually coming to see their friends' arts and crafts. It also gives people something to look at when they're standing in line. So we're becoming more and more known for the arts and the crafts.
Good for you. And speaking of family and family affairs, one of your daughters still works in the business?
Yes. Oldest daughter, Allison, is managing with us now. And someday, maybe, hopefully, we'll take over the business. She's such an amazing person, but we brought her in specifically for social media because we really saw that we were lacking in that area, nor did we have the time. And she's been amazing with that.
It sounds like there is someone who can do every special job, at least it seems like so far.
I agree. It's pretty interesting to try and tap into employees' strengths. And I would just like to say here that over the years, we have had some incredible employees, just amazingly wonderful, talented people that worked for us, went on to get their education, are now in their degree positions, and have come back and are now our customers.
That's so good.
Isn't that the best ever?
Yes, it is. So if you survived all of the hard things in life, and that does include when a big chain store takes your little idea and makes it national or international, what about the other side of the competition, all of the coffee people in town that just want to do coffee like you guys?
Cindy has been beautiful about that because she's only hoped that everybody would succeed. And the reason is great cities are filled with great restaurants, great gathering places. We're not in competition. We need more places like ours, more places where people can gather. Because healthy cities are full of healthy neighborhoods. So these places need to be everywhere. That's the way we roll.
That's an excellent point. And in fact, you guys are both telling me 20 years into this business that there is strength in numbers. It is the more the merrier.
Absolutely.
We think so. Absolutely. When we were starting our business 20 years ago, Mike and Jennifer were also in the process at Old Crown starting their business. And unbeknownst to either one of us, we were about to open within 3 months of each other. When we found out we were both so far into it, I don't know that we would have reconsidered, but it would have probably made us think twice. But here we are 20 years later, sharing customers, enjoying being just a few doors down from each other, and very compatible.
And certainly you have a wonderful neighborhood and have
we
been
do have an amazing North
for
Anthony neighborhood.
To do the same.
We do.
Yes, good for you. That all brings us to the celebration, 20 years this Saturday. What can folks expect when they come to wish you a happy anniversary?
Well, we're having an international street food party, so we are going to make food from all over the world. Indian food, African food, Middle Eastern food, Korean food, and different kinds of salads. So it'll be street food. And then you walk around, enjoy the music of Distractions. And then some of the other Firefly musicians are going to sit in and play. I'm going to play my fiddle on a couple tunes. And kids can dance. And hopefully the grown-ups will dance a little bit too.
And it's an outdoor affair.
Yes. So you'll be able to enjoy all the beautiful flowers.
That's right. You do kind of have it all going on.
We do have a lot. And also, we are now serving beer and wine, and a lot of people don't know that. So you can enjoy some beer and wine with your amazing food.
Who could ask for more? Well, we can just be happy for all of that because it really sounds like something special. And as regards the relevancy of your operation and adding things like beer and wine and keeping current and keeping things attuned, what do you see the 21st century needing?
Well, you think about a coffee house. We bring in products from all over the planet. Coffees from Africa, Indonesia, South America, Central America. Teas from all over the world. So what you are reminded of when you come there is that we don't create a beautiful, healthy society on our own. It takes all these different beautiful cultures and flavors and colors, and all this stuff makes a beautiful painting. And so a coffee house, it's just the ideal sort of venue where you can just blow your mind on all of this great experiences that we all together make. That's all we're trying to do. Us and everybody else, I hope, will try to do the same thing.
So it really does seem like this is part business, part labor of love, successful on both counts, 20 years now. What do you hope to continue sharing with the community, and what do you two get from all of this?
You know, fast forward another 10 years in that I still hope to be in the business, but giving the reins more to our daughter and turning it over probably to someone younger and keeping it alive and vibrant. But I guess I would hope I will look back and I will continue to remember all of the lovely people that have come into my life that I have been so fortunate to meet, customers and staff and tradespeople. And I would have never had this opportunity without having had a community gathering place. So I just want to continue to be thankful and remember just how fortunate I am that I have been able and blessed to grow and move forward in this business.
I hope to see the Firefly just be the beginning, planting seeds in the workers' minds that have come through our store, customers, to inspire them to create beautiful space wherever they go. So whatever their job is, places where hope can be talked about, experiences, long conversations. We have a group of men and women that come every single day for 20 years. They just keep talking, talking, talking. I hope that this is just the beginning of many places like this in town.
I agree.
Paul and Cindy Demery are owners of the Firefly Coffee House here in Fort Wayne. Thank you for sharing this wonderful story with us today, you two. We are raising a mug to 20 more years, and congratulations.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.